albino or mulatto.
Okay, what's the difference between albino and mulatto?
Well, an albino is almost white, and usually they have an eye deficiency. If you,
yeah.
You know, they just...
Well, is that mixed?
Yeah, that's mixed.
I see.
Yes.
Okay. Do you know any other terms that maybe the people in the black community would use for a mixed marriage, a child of mixed marriage? No?
No, I do not.
They
are.
Okay. All right, what would perhaps black people in the community, maybe not now, but did your father in the dairy employ black?
Oh, yes.
Well, what would they, how would they have addressed him?
They addressed him. Now, when we were in the day, they called him Cap.
Cap.
And didn't use his name, Cap.
Just Cap.
Right. What did you tell me his name was first?
His name was Ernest.
Right.
Cap. They called him Cap.
What about, would they say Master in there?
No, they gave him a nickname, Cap. And then a lot of people, after they would see, he would help him deliver milk, and they would hear him, well, Cap so-and-so. And they got to the place they called.
The white people, too?
Yes, would call that Cap.
Okay. What about the word redneck?
That means that,
never heard of that.
Okay.
To say that maybe, what about common? What about the word common is used with people? If you say, he's just a common
person.
That means he's okay,
but as far as being
not
in society or
good
people, when they refer to him, he'd be a good worker, but probably wouldn't mix
with the other.
That's right.
All right, but it would not mean that he was a trashy person.
Not necessarily.
He might be a very good person.
He would be one of the best people they could, one of the most accommodating, but he was just from a common class. He didn't have the education or something to
go
ahead.
We don't...
Do you know what the black people would call, say, poor white trash? Do you know any words other than poor white trash?
We've never been confronted with as much racial disturbances they have in the North and things. Now, we've always talked to say colored people. My dad never would let us say
right,
nigger.
Mm-hmm. So that was my situation too.
We would be colored people, and they work with them on the farm. They work side by side. Probably one would ply one row, and then the next one would be a colored person. And all right, if we had extra hands, extra ply hands or something like that, we would fix. Mama would cook and feed them. They would come in our kitchen and they would sit at our table.
Did they sit down together, the white and the black?
No, we did not. That's right. They would not do it.
But they came into the kitchen?
They came into the kitchen.
Okay.
I have a colored man now. He's 80 some odd years old. Sometimes he'll help me clean out the flower beds. He's finger.
Not in this section.
Did you know he wouldn't come in my house?
I don't know.
I had to fix his own.
Oh,
yes. Okay. Did I ask you about the word Hoosier? Do you ever know the word Hoosier to apply to?
Not in this section.
Okay, what does it mean to you?
I don't know. All I've ever heard was it applied to the up in Indiana Hoosiers.
Right.
That's the only way I've ever heard it mentioned.
Okay, any other? What about if you want to say it's not quite midnight? How would you say that? It's